this year. We don't know what it is. Besides that 15-3 win in the opener of the doubleheader 3 weeks ago against Wausau at Athletic Park, the Raptors have just been not able to crack the code of the Woodchucks this summer. Currently trailing 5-0 here in the top of the fifth. Still plenty of baseball left as this 0-1 breaking ball fanned on and missed by Pemberton. It is now 0-2. Not counting the Raptors out, of course, yet. I would never do that. But just saying, in terms of how things have shaped out, not only in the home-and-home this past week, but just in this doubleheader alone, it has been an uphill battle. The 0-2. Fastball lined foul down the first base side. That one out onto the concourse. We'll have another 0-2 here from Mabry to Pemberton. Once again, fireworks tomorrow night, Friday the 12th, here at Winter Field against the Lakeshore Chinooks. Lakeshore also in town for a Saturday night 6:35 game right before the team hits the road and heads out to Michigan. 2 in Kalamazoo, 2 in Battle Creek. The 0-2. This is well high and outside for ball one. On deck is Jonas St. Antoine. St. Antoine represents the eighth hitter in the inning. Out on second, Solis Jr., Christensen on first. The 1-2. Breaking ball, tapped down in front of the hill. Mabry gloves, he's going to throw to third. That one in time. Onati across the diamond at first, not there. It'll go down as a 1-5 fielder's choice. Mabry gets the lead runner. That is the second out of the inning. Pemberton to first, Christensen to second. Definitely a peculiar choice. You could have tried going to second there, but it was out in front of the hill. Mabry, at the very least, just trying to get a out and get the lead runner. Another lefty on lefty battle. The University of Pittsburgh product, Jonas St. Antoine, 0-2 in this ballgame. He will now have plate appearances in three straight frames. First pitch from Mabry to him, showing a bunt and a running bunt down the first baseline. A beauty from St. Antoine. McGuire gloves, and he's unable to tag St. Antoine. That is about as pretty as it gets right there. St. Antoine, a drag bunt down the first base side, and he gets out of the way of a McGuire tag. A bunt hit loads the bases here with two outs in the fifth inning. The third is Christensen. Pemberton on second, the ninth hitter in the frame stepping in. That's David Jurgella. It's a Brady Jurgella. Yet another left-hander for Mabry to face. Accept the first pitch. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Count begins 0-1. That was the 35th pitch for Mabry, so this will be the only inning he throws here tonight. Won the count. Mabry set the next pitch. Off-speed misses high for ball one. So it will be a new Raptor to pitch in the top of the sixth inning. There is some action down the line in their bullpen right now. The 1-1 home. This one, a fastball just missing the inside corner for ball two. Now six hits for Wausau here in this ballgame. A five-run lead here in the second game of this doubleheader, looking to sweep the Raptors. The 2-1. Fastball fouled straight back by the Woodchuck center fielder. Count now 2-2. Two and two, the count on Jurgella. Ended the previous inning by hitting into a 6-4 fielder's choice. He struck out swinging back in the third as well. The 2-2 pitch incoming here from Mabry. 13 on the pitch clock. Comes set. Has his signs from Queso the payoff. Breaking ball down in the dirt that hits off the top of the plate and rolls to the on-deck circle of Wausau. Another run will come in to score. That is Hayden Christensen. To third is Pemberton. To second goes St. Antoine. It's a four-run fifth inning, and it's 6-0 Woodchucks. Count moves 3-2 here on Jurgella, the man who led off the inning, Jake Berkland, in the on-deck circle. Mabry set, the 3-2 delivery. Fastball hit in the air. Tracer Lopez mistimes his jump. He's unable to get it, and it's into left center field. One run in to score. Right behind is St. Antoine, and he's in. That throw to the plate went all the way through, and advancing to second is Jurgella. It is now 8-0 Woodchucks here in the top of inning five. Now Mike Spears out to the mound. We haven't seen a motion in the bullpen yet. Nick Perry was the Rafter right-hander warming up on last notice. For Mabry now 40 pitches thrown in two-thirds of an inning. Just a conference here between Mabry, Gabe Casso, and Mike Spears. You look at Mabry on the hill during that conversation, very frustrated. Dealing through it here now, six runs in the top of the fifth inning. Rafter fans, the team always thrives off your support here in person. If you want to come watch the team from out of town this summer, there's no better place to book your stay than the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay this summer. Bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area. They're all covered. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Back to the top of where we started this inning with Jake Berkland. First pitch swinging, a hot shot liner down the third baseline is foul. Count begins 0-1. Berkland began the frame drawing a four-pitch walk off Mabry. Just like we had in game one, a nine spot in the top of the fifth inning. Now we have a six spot in the top of the fifth in the nightcap for the Chucks. The 0-1. This one, and now the glove of Queso missing outside. Count evens 1-1. We've now had it where in the two top of the fifth innings today, there's been a combined 15 runs scored. That's just the way the cookie has crumbled for the Rafter pitching staff here in this doubleheader. The 1-1 home from Mabry with five on the pitch clock. This one misses well outside for ball two. You have to imagine that mound, meaning two from Mike Spears. It's also saying, hey, you get maybe one or two more just to give enough time for Nick Perry to get ready to go. And it could be a long walk back to the dugout for Mabry. He's about to throw his 44th pitch of the inning. The 2-1. This one bounced in off the chest protector of Queso. And how about this? No throw down to second. Jurgella well off the bag, probably about a third of the way down the line. But that delayed throw is not in time to second base. Count now three balls and a strike on the third baseman, Jake Berkland. He's looking to draw two walks here in this inning. Mabry peers in. It comes set for the 3-1 delivery with less than seven on the pitch clock. This one misses low and outside for ball four. Five-pitch walk drawn by Berkland. And he'll get back to the top of the order with Vance Sheehan. The second time in this doubleheader where Wausau has hit around. It appears Vance Sheehan is the last potential hitter Mabry could face here tonight. Now time called. Mike Spears has seen enough. Allowed for Sheehan to get announced. And Nick Perry is going to make his way in from the Rafter bullpen. Runner on first and second. Six run top of the fifth. There's still two outs. It's 8-0 Wausau right here on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM. 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodded dad to eat more plants, for the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Nick Perry, the new pitcher into the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids in relief of Mac Mabry. We're in the midst of a 6-run top of the fifth for Wausau. 8-0 Woodchucks leading the Raptors from historic Witter Field. First pitch from Perry to the right-handed hitting Vance Sheehan misses up for ball one. Andy Yochum, Raptors Radio, right back here with you on WFHR, your one-stop shop for all 70 games here this summer. Out on second, Brady Jurgella. On first, Jake Berkland, the 1-0. That one misses for ball two out of the hand of Perry. 11th hitter up in the inning for Wausau here is Sheehan. Was hit by a pitch by Mabry earlier in the frame and later scored. Nobody holding on either runner. You look at McElfatrick, he's the closest to the second base bag, bouncing in and out there, the 2-0. That one misses low and outside for ball three. 8 runs on 7 hits and no errors for Wausau. No runs on 3 hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Perry comes set. The 3-0 pitch. This fastball is in there for a called strike. Perry last threw 3 innings against these Woodchucks on Sunday at Athletic Park. He allowed 7 hits, 6 runs, 4 of which were earned. He walked 2 and did not collect a strikeout in the 17 batters he faced. A 1-1 record with a save in 9 outings so far this year. The 3-1 pitch misses the inside corner for ball four. Another 5-pitch walk issued. That'll send Espinal to the plate. Bases are loaded yet again in this inning. Jurgella now on third, Berkland on second. Espinal has reached twice and scored twice in this ballgame. For a 6-pitch walk in the fourth and singled earlier in this frame and later scored. First pitch to Espinal, shoots this one on the ground. That's through the 5-6 hole into left field. One run scores. Berkland right behind him. It is a 2-run single. Freddie and Espinal now a 8-run top of the fifth, and it's 10-0 Wausau. Staying at second there is Sheehan, and it continues here in this top of the fifth inning. Bryce Hubbard, one of the 2 outs made in this inning. A 1-2, or I should say a 3-pitch strikeout from Mac Mabry. Perry set, first base side of the rubber. The first pitch from the right-hander fouled straight back. Hubbard did collect a big knock in the fourth. That was an RBI double. Espinal on first, Sheehan on second. 10-0 the score if you're just tuning in. 8 runs so far in this fifth inning for Wausau. A 1 pitch. This one shot into right field and down for a base hit. Getting the green light around third is Van Sheehan. Jorge Degatti's throw to the plate is cut off by Max McGuire. An RBI single for Bryce Hubbard makes it 11-0 Wausau. Max Solis Jr. now climbing into the box. Solis Jr., a 4-pitch walk drawn earlier in the inning. 14th hitter into the box here for Wausau in this inning. Righty and righty battle. The first pitch from Perry misses low and away. Espinal on second. That is Hubbard on first base. Once again, Raptors bringing 8-9-1 to the dish in the home half. Now make it back-to-back games with a 9-run top of the fifth inning. Same thing we had earlier in the doubleheader. The 1-0 breaking ball misses high for ball two. Game 43 of the season, not off to a good start here in the first half of it. 2-0, this one blooped in the air left field. Chris Arroyo jogging underneath to make the catch. 14 sent to the plate here for Wausau in the sixth, and they scored 9 times in the fifth inning in both games of this doubleheader. We'll be back for the home half of the fifth inning here in just a couple minutes. 11-0 the score on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this."
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through 4 generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
One of the count to begin this bottom of the fifth inning on Tracer Lopez. 8-9-1 for the Raptors due up against Wausau right-hander Jet Slepik. 1-0 pitch, fouled away, count evens 1-1. You're just joining us. The Woodchucks lead it 11-0 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 9 runs in the top of the fifth in both games of this doubleheader for the visitors. 11 runs on 9 hits and no errors for Wausau. No runs on 3 hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 1-0, Lopez again. Blistering this one, foul down the left field line. Count now 1-2. It's Gabe Casso, the catcher in the on-deck circle. After him, back to the top of the order with Mason Onati. Who knows? Maybe we'll get another position player to pitch for the Raptors here in this game. The 1-2 misses outside. However, Kyler McIntosh isn't just a regular position player that we saw in the opener. He did throw five games and make two starts at Division I Alabama State this past spring. So he's not a typical let the position player pitch, but we'll see. Maybe Wisconsin Rapids will pull that card in the ninth. The 2-2 hit in the air down the left field line. That'll find the bullpen. Obviously, though, we're hoping that this Raptor offense can string some big innings together. They've done it before. Heck, they put up 14 in the home half of inning number 6 on Father's Day, Ag Day, Sunday the 16th of June against Lakeshore, who comes into town tomorrow. The 2-2 pitch. This is up and away. Count is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes here on Lopez. Abe Casso on deck. Onati to follow. The 3-2. This one rolled over on the ground. Second base side. That one off the chest of Eddie Espinal. He has no idea where the baseball went. It was just to the left of his feet, but Tracer Lopez gets into first without a throw. He's aboard a leadoff air charge to Espinal. E4, Gabe Casso steps in now. He went down looking back in the second inning. His second at-bat here with the Raptors club. His first here at Winterfield. It's his first start as a Raptor, making his first appearance with the team on Sunday in relief of Jack Matthey behind the plate in that 17-run loss against the Woodchucks. First pitch to Casso misses up and in for ball one. We talked about Casso, 2 homers, 31 RBIs in the spring at Northampton Community College. A 942 OPS and a 348 batting average. The 1-0 fastball in there for a called strike. 141 at-bats. All of the games he played in were starts, 45 in his sophomore season. Had a 726 OPS a summer ago with the Sag Harbor Whalers. He won 1-1 to Casso, a breaking ball, missing up and in. Did have one long ball in the Hamptons Collegiate Summer League in 2023. Drove in 11 runs and had 3 two-baggers. Drew a lot more walks than strikeouts, punched out 9 times, walked 21 times. 2-1 pitch, pops this one up in the air right side of the infield. Eddie and Espinal, the second baseman, calling off Luke Pemberton to make the grab for the first out of this inning. Mac Mabry's line finalized after Nick Perry was able to get the final out of that inning. 2/3 of an inning pitched on 45 pitches for the southpaw Mabry. 4 hits allowed, 8 runs, 5 of them earned. Walked 3 and struck out 1. Perry took 11 pitches to get the final out in that 5th inning. Top of the order with Mason Onati. Onati 0-for-2 in the ballgame, was 0-for-5 in the opener of this doubleheader. Mason a ground out to short in the first inning. He flew out to left field in the 3rd. First pitch from Slepik, missing up and out for ball 1 on Onati. One of the count. Right-handed hitting Jorge Degatti in the on-deck circle. The next delivery from Slepik. That one missing inside, nearly hitting Onati, and ricochets off the glove of Solis Jr. to the backstop. Taking 2nd on the pass ball is Tracer Lopez. Onati looking for something to drive here with a runner in scoring position. Nobody holding on Lopez at 2nd. A 2-ball pitch. This one, a liner back up the middle and through. Getting the wave around from 3rd is Tracer Lopez. He is going to come in to score with the throw being cut off by Pemberton at the mound. Raptors are on the board here tonight. It is an RBI single from Mason Onati. 11-1 the score. Looking to keep the line moving here. A lot of runs to chip away at with Jorge Degatti stepping into the box. Degatti in the ballgame, 1-for-2. He singled in the 1st. 5-3 ground out back in the 3rd inning. 11 runs on 9 hits and an error for Wausau. Now a run on 4 hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Right and righty battle. The first pitch to Degatti. Off speed from Slepik is in there for a called strike. The Nova Southeastern product. 322 hitter entering the ball game today, a homer and 12 RBIs. That home run coming back on Monday, June 10th, at Copeland Park. The 0-1 misses up and in. Count evens at a ball and a strike. The 1-1. Off-speed popped up in the air right side of the infield. Espinal calling off everyone again. He'll squeeze it for the second out of the inning. Chris Arroyo 0-for-2 in the ballgame. My yard card selection. Getting into the left-handed batter's box. He lined out to left field back in the first. And he struck out swinging in the third. When we reach the top of the sixth, 14 sent to the plate in that fifth inning for Wausau. They'll bring up the 5-6-7 spots. First pitch to Arroyo, misses up and away. The 1-0 delivery home here from the right-hander Slepik. Breaking ball, working its way in, and it's called a strike. Wausau Sport in a 10-run lead. The right-hander Slepik going to be tasked with collecting a lot of innings out of the stable here tonight as the 1-1 misses away. Heading the count in the driver's seat. Arroyo looking for a pitch to drive. 2-1 misses up and away. 3 balls and a strike. The count on the Rafter left fielder. The 3-1. Off-speed missing up and away for ball four. Arroyo a 5-pitch walk. He's on the bases for the first time here tonight to second. Onati, that's where he'll stay with 2 down in the frame. Max McGuire 1-for-2. He struck out looking in the first. Led off the fourth inning with a double but was left on the bases. Two on for Max and two away. A chance to once again, chip into this deficit. First pitch to McGuire, breaking ball, slider swung on and missed. A 1 count, 2 down. Arroyo off first, Onati off second, the next pitch. This is high. Rafters after sweeping the home and home with Green Bay. Danger of dropping both here against Wausau at home. The 1-1. Off-speed delivery hit in the air, foul territory down the first base side. Room for Luke Pemberton to operate out in front of the tarp, and he makes the grab to end the inning. Rafters put up one here in the fifth, but they leave 2 aboard. We're through 5 innings of play here in Wisconsin Rapids. 11-1 the score right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.biz.
Let's scream
for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Nick Perry back out on the rubber, top of inning number six here at historic Witter Field. Woodchucks 11, Raptors 1, 11 runs on 9 hits and an error for the visitors, a run on 4 hits and no errors for your Raptors. And Yakum back with you here in the Witter Field press box, bringing you game 43 of our 70-game slate this summer. For Wisconsin Rapids out on defense, they're tasked with facing the 5-6-7 spots here in the sixth inning. Hayden Christensen hitting from the right side with a 2-0 count on Nick Perry. This pitch lasered foul down the first base side out into the Applebee's kid zone. Count out 2-1. 14 sent to the plate in a 9-run top of the fifth for Wausau. They scored those runs on 6 hits, no errors, and they did leave 2 on. The 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball is in there for a called strike. Low and inside, Perry shooting the knees. It evens at 2-2. On deck is Pemberton, St. Antoine to follow. 6:35 first pitch tonight. This game nearly 2 hours old as this one fouled back. We had a 2-hour, 47-minute opener of this doubleheader. That was a 12-6 Woodchuck victory. Right now, Wausau leading by 10. Perry peers in to Casso, comes to agreement on his 2-2 delivery. Breaking ball, missing low and away for ball three. Three balls, two strikes to the leadoff batter in this sixth inning. This one shot back up the middle off Perry. Hits his body, he gloves it and will lightly toss to first. That one away from McGuire. That one rolls out near the tarp. Christensen will take second. The immediate will be to check on Nick Perry if he's all right, because that throw could suggest he's not. See Mike Spears at least coming out of the dugout. And you see Nick Perry looking back to the dugout, giving him the thumbs up, saying, hey, I'm all right. That is the first error tonight for Wisconsin Rapids. Now Mike Spears making the full walk out to the mound to chat it up with his right-hander. There's nobody warming up in the Raptor bullpen. That's a quick conference saying, hey, I'm good, coach. And Mike Spears is probably asking then about the throw over to first base. Raptor fans, your place to book your stay this summer in the Rapids area is none other than the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay. Bring your cats, bring your dogs, bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch to Luke Pemberton. Fouled away, count begins 0-1 on the Boulder, Colorado native. Pemberton reaching twice in this ballgame. Drew a six-pitch walk back in the fourth and was aboard on a 1-5 fielder's choice in the fifth, in which he later came around to score. Perry peers in. Comes set with the signs from Casso. Deal one. Breaking ball missing away. Count now 1-1. St. Antoine on deck. Jella to follow. These four are the only Woodchucks to not get into the box twice in the previous inning. Perry set the 1-1 pitch. This one a fastball right down Broadway. Dialed up for strike two. Nobody up in the Wisconsin Rapids bullpen. Mentioned Perry coming in to get the final out in relief of Mac Mabry an inning ago. The 1-2. Off speed, not biting there is Pemberton. That one missing low and away. Two balls, two strikes, no outs. That's Christensen out on second base for Wausau. The payoff delivery from Perry. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Pemberton down on strikes. The first out here in the top of the sixth. More Northwoods League scoreboard updates for all of you. 21 hits for the Kalamazoo Growlers tonight in the nightcap in Battle Creek. It's 16-3 Growlers over the Battle Jacks at MCCU Field. Madison 7-2, the Nightmares over the Habaneros over on the softball side of things in Mankato. The first pitch to Jonas St. Antoine is fouled back. Top eight at Turtle Creek Stadium, still a shutout for the hosting Traverse City Pittsbitters. They lead the Royal Oak Leprechauns 7-0. The 7-3 final from earlier, Minot over La Crosse, the Honeybees against the Steam in the softball division. Top eight, formerly known as Capco Park, now Moonlight Graham Field in Mequon. The 0-1 breaking ball misses low and away to St. Antoine. Count evens at a ball and a strike. 5-2 Lakeshore leading the Dock Spiders in that top of the eighth inning, each team with seven hits. Glenn Sims on the mound right now for Lakeshore. That's Aiden Jolly, the catcher, hitting for Fond du Lac. Perry looks in, comes set, and the 1-1. This one missing up and in, two balls and a strike now. Thunder Bay and Waterloo in Iowa, bottom six, Riverfront Stadium. The Bucks leading the Border Cats 12-5, but Thunder Bay out-hitting Waterloo 10-9. Perry's 2-1. This one popped up in the air, shallow left field. Chris Arroyo coming in on it to make the catch. Two down here in the sixth. Brady Gergella had a big two-run single and later scored an inning ago. 5-2, top seven after the Madison Mallards beat Rockford 13-0 in their home yard earlier on in the day. They lead it by three in the latter third. 3-0 on ESPN Plus at Carson Park in Eau Claire. The Express trailing the Duluth Huskies 3-0. Just one hit for the Express offense in five offensive innings so far. Perry set the first pitch to the left-handed hitting Gergella misses outside. Mayo Field, home of the Rochester Honkers. The Honkers winning their seventh game out of eight in the second half. They won 12 in all of the first half. They trail the 1-6 La Crosse Loggers, who already won the Great Plains East in the first half, 3-2 at Mayo Field. The 1-0 pitch to Gergella. This is inside. We got a football score at Bill Taunton Stadium, home of the Wilmar Stingers. They lead it 14-3 on 18 hits over the Minot Hot Tots. Not a doubleheader today, but still having a game at Joe Faber Field. The St. Cloud Rocks hosting the Bismarck Larks, and they trail it 5-1 in the top of the eighth inning. Perry's 2-0. Swing and a miss. Count now 2-1 after that heater that Gergella was unable to catch up to. Kenosha, after dropping the day game at Simmons Field, their home against the Kokomo Jackrabbits, they're putting it on right now. 9-1, bottom seven. The 2-1 here. Perry set first base side of the rubber. The next delivery. Swung on and missed back-to-back heaters that Gergella was unable to catch up to. It is 2-2. Scoreless in the bottom of the fourth on ESPN Plus at Dickinson Baseball Field, home of the Badlands Big Sticks, one of the two new clubs to the Northwoods League this summer. They are hosting the Mankato Moondogs this evening. The 2-2 delivery home from Perry. Out straight back by Gergella. Second game of that doubleheader between the Mankato Habaneros and the Madison Nightmares. Out in the softball side of things, Mankato leading Madison 2-0 in the bottom of the second at ISG Field. We have another softball game yet to start, part of the doubleheader at Corbett Field, 8:35 Central. The La Crosse Steam looking to pick up their seventh win of the season after dropping the opener of the doubleheader against the Minot Honeybees. 2-2 in on the hands, Gergella pops this one foul. That'll hit the top of the protection over the third base grandstand. Another 2-2 pitch coming here in this battle between Nick Perry and Brady Gergella. Rafters will send 5-6-7 to the plate when we return in the home half of inning six. That is Schaefer, Teal, and McElfatrick. It is Jake Berkland on deck for Wausau, top of the order, Van Sheehan to follow. The next 2-2. Breaking ball, got him looking. Perry faces one over the minimum here in the sixth. Leadoff hitter reaches on an error, but he is left on the bases. We head to the home half of inning six, and as I mentioned, 5-6-7 due up for Wisconsin Rapids right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the sixth inning here in Wisconsin Rapids, a fun smile cam in between innings at historic Witter Field. Garrett Brogdon, the new pitcher, into the ball game. First pitch to him, misses low and inside for ball one. 45 pitches for Jet Slepik in two innings of shutout baseball. He didn't allow an earned run. He did allow one run total, two hits, a walk, and two strikeouts. The 1-0 pitch swung on and missed by Schaefer. Count now 1-1. Schaefer in the ballgame 0-2. He grounded out to short in the second inning. He also went down looking in the fourth. Third pitcher used tonight here for Corey Thompson. Brogdon, the redshirt junior from Simpson University, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Count now 1-2 on Schaefer. Seven and two-thirds innings and a 9.39 ERA and a 2.22 whip on the season for the Cypress, Texas native. Four innings of one-run ball at Green Bay back on July 4th. A week ago was his last appearance. 1-2, missing low and inside. Count now two balls and two strikes. Three hits allowed, a walk in five punch-outs, facing 16 rocker hitters then. Schaefer looking to reach for the first time in this ballgame. The 1-2. Schaefer in on the hands, grounds this to the shortstop, Vance Sheehan. He'll glove comfortably and throw to first in time. It is a 6-3 put out to begin the home half of the sixth inning. Aiden Teal, 1-for-2 in the ballgame, an infield single in the second. He also struck out swinging in the fourth. Teal in the ballgame, 1-for-2, an infield single back in the second. The first pitch from the right-hander, Brogdon, misses low. 11 runs on 9 hits and an error for Wausau, one run on four hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids in the nightcap of this day-night doubleheader. It was scheduled ahead of time. There was no cancellations or bad weather that made up this. This was on the schedule the whole season, a traditional nine-inning doubleheader both sides. 1-0 pitch from Brogdon, misses low. Teal in his last time up went down swinging against Slepik back in the fourth. It'll be Owen McElfatrick in the on-deck circle for Rapids, the 2-0. This one shot back up the middle and through. Aiden Teal, a multi-hit game, taking advantage of that 2-0 fastball. He's aboard with one out here in the home half of inning six. Owen McElfatrick, similar to other batters in this Raptor order, looking to reach for the first time today. Went down swinging in the second, grounded out to his second base counterpart, that being Eddie and Espinal back in the fourth inning. Teal being held on by Pemberton over at first. Set is Brogdon. The first pitch home, swung on and missed by McElfatrick. Count begins 0-1. The 0-1 delivery home in the righty-on-righty battle. Fouled straight back by McElfatrick. Count now sits 0-2. The Tampa, Florida native joined the club back on June 12th in Green Bay. I should say back in Madison. Teal off first. Not taking off on the 0-2. McElfatrick grounds this one foul down the third base side. McElfatrick losing his hand guard, covering the knuckles on his left hand during the plate appearance. Just tossing it to Tracer Lopez, who's in the on-deck circle for Wisconsin Rapids. A 9-run top of the fifth here in this game for Wausau. Exactly the same number that they put up in the fifth inning in the day cap. The 0-2 coming in. Slide set from Brogdon. Breaking ball rolled over left side. Berkland at third. Gloves to second one. Espinal to first. In time. It is an inning ending 5-4-3. Twin killing here in the sixth. Brogdon faces the minimum. Allows a one-out hit, but none are left on the bases. As it is 11-1 Wausau. Heading to the top of the seventh on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I...
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah.
It's good, squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Kyle Bender enters the fray. It's the top of the seventh here at historic Witter Field. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, back here on WFHR. Fourth RMUs today for Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch from Bender to Jake Berkland is on the outside corner for a called strike. 9-1-2 due up in this frame for Wausau. 11 runs on 9 hits and an error for the Woodchucks. A run on 5 hits and 1 error for Wisconsin Rapids. Berkland showing bunt, puts this one down on the third base side. Bender off the mound, unable to field it cleanly with a bare hand. It will be a bunt single for Berkland, his third time on the bases here tonight. Top of the order now with Vance Sheehan. Bender, this will be his 12th game pitched in this season. In his first 11 appearances, he brings a 1-1 record to the table in 10 and a third innings pitched. Brings a ERA into this ballgame of an 8.71 and a 2.52 whip. Last through an inning and a third against these Woodchucks here at home in the 4-2 loss on Monday. Allowed 3 hits, 1 run, it was earned. Walked 1 and struck out 1, facing 7 batters. And Sheehan has scored 3 times today. The first pitch to him, swinging away, hits this one high in the air to left center field. Aiden Teal out in front of the warning track will make the grab for the first out of the inning. Berkland, a long run back to first after getting near second base on that deep fly ball. And if Bender can roll a ground ball here, he could get out of this inning. Nick Perry, an inning and a third out of the Raptors stable this evening against Wausau. 34 pitches thrown for the right-hander from Colorado State Pueblo. 2 hits allowed, an earned run on a walk and 2 strikeouts for the Denton, Texas native. Eddie Espinal out of the 2 spot has reached in all 4 of his plate appearances today. First pitch to the switch-hitting Espinal misses up and away for ball 1. Espinal reached on a 5-6-4 fielder's choice back in the first. He drew a 6-pitch walk and scored in the 4th. Singled and came in to score in the 5th and a big 2-run single as well later on in that inning. 1-0 pitch, check swing on the appeal to the field. Yes, he did, says the crew chief Anthony Atkinson. Count evens 1-1 on the Wausau second baseman. Post stretch here at Witter Field, it will be the 8-9-1 spots due up for Wisconsin Rapids. Tracer Lopez, Gabe Casso, and Mason Onati, 8-9-1 due up for the second time tonight. 1-1 pitch, hit on a line. That one is over the jumping glove of Mason Onati, and it'll drop into left field for a base hit. Espinal's third hit of the ball game and his third hit in as many at-bats. Berkland to second, that's where he'll stay. 2-on-1 out here in the top of the 7th for the Woodchuck offense. Bryce Hubbard as well has driven in 2 runs on a couple of knocks today, an RBI double in the 4th, RBI single to close out the scoring in that 9-run 5th inning. Righty on lefty battle. Bender comes set, first base side of the rubber. First pitch home. This one, middle fastball fouled straight back by Hubbard. The 11 runs for Wausau have come in 2 separate frames tonight, 2 in the top of the 4th, 9 in the top of the 5th. Raptors, their lone run coming in the bottom of the 5th inning on an RBI single off the bat of Mason Onati. Espinal leading off first, off second is Berkland. Bender set the 0-1 pitch home. This is up and away, count now a ball and a strike on the Woodchuck designated hitter. After Hubbard, it's Max Solis Jr. in the on-deck circle. Nobody holding on either runner. Raptors down 10. The focus is in the batter's box. Bender in search of a ground ball. The 1-1. This one, cue shot off the end of Hubbard's bat, will roll foul down the third base line. Count now 1-2. Two strike count here for Bender. He has struck out 11 and has walked 18 this season on 57 hitters faced entering today. Has allowed 2 hits thus far in the top of the 7th. He 1-2. This one hit high in the air. That is on the right side of the infield. Second baseman Owen McElfatrick, infield fly rule applied. He'll make the grab for the second out of the inning. Max Solis Jr. out of the cleanup spot is 0 for 2 in 4 plate appearances. Struck out swinging in the second, a sack fly in the 4th. Drew a 4-pitch walk in the 5th and ended the 5th inning with a fly out to Raptor left fielder Chris Arroyo. Bender peers in, has his signals from Gabe Casso, and comes set. First pitch to Solis Jr. Fastball that's in there, top of the zone for a called strike. In this frame, infield single from Jake Berkland to lead it off, and then a one-out knock the other way for Edian Espinal. The 0-1 pitch here, Bender set and fires. Breaking ball, misses high, count evens a ball and a strike on the Woodchuck catcher. You saw Logan Kresge from Wichita State catch game one. There's four listed catchers on the Wausau roster. Three of them are in the lineup today. Aiden Christensen in the outfield, Bryce Hubbard serving as the DH, and Solis Jr. is the backstop. The 1-1. This one on the outer edge, called a strike. Nice looking toss there from Bender to make it 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs, two runners on the bases. 10-run deficit here in the top of the seventh inning. The payoff pitch incoming from the right-hander Kyle Bender. Pulls this fastball, misses low and outside, and gets by the catcher Casso. To third on the wild pitch goes Berkland. To second is Espinal. Two ducks on the pond and a 2-2 count here on Solis Jr. A highlight day for the season for the Houston, Texas native Solis Jr. on Sunday. 5-for-5, reached in all six of his plate appearances, and collected home runs in back-to-back innings against the Raptor bullpen in the 7th and 8th. The 2-2 delivery from Bender. Breaking ball, missing up and in, now a full count. Three arms total, including the starter used tonight for Wausau, four for Wisconsin Rapids. After tonight, still four more matchups between the Chucks and the Rats this season, two at each yard. The 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball, misses up and away for ball four. It is a six-pitch walk issued to Solis Jr. The bases are full of Woodchucks yet again tonight, and it's here in the top of the seventh. Aiden Christensen has reached in three of his four trips to the plate tonight, those being his last three. Christensen, a five-pitch walk that he drew back into the fourth inning. Big two-run single, and he later scored in the fifth. Last time up, reached to begin the sixth on a throwing error from the pitcher, Nick Perry. Righty on righty battle to Xavier Musketeer into the right-handed batter's box. First pitch from Bender to him. Fastball on the outside corner is called a strike. Oh, won the count here on Christensen, the Spring Grove, Illinois native. Looking to extend this 10-run lead for the Chucks here tonight. Bender's 0-1. This one hit in the air, right field, Zagotti drawing down the line. It's going to touch down in fair territory. Two runs are going to come in to score. It is a two-run, two-out single for Hayden Christensen. Another two-run knock for him here tonight, and it's 13-1 Wausau. First to third goes Solis Jr., touching home Espinal and Berkland on the two-run knock. Seventh hitter of the inning stepping into the box now, that's Luke Pemberton. Pemberton, a couple of punch-outs today. He's also reached twice. Once was on a six-pitch walk in the fourth, and the other a 1-5 fielder's choice. He later scored one of the nine runs in that fifth inning. First pitch to Pemberton, middle-middle fastball fouled off right near the Raptor dugout down the third base side. That hit for Christensen, not only his second of the ball game, it's the 12th as a team on the Wausau effort. Jonas St. Antoine in the on-deck circle, Brady Gergella to follow. The 0-1, another one fouled off down the third base side by the right-handed hitting Pemberton, ricocheting off the padding in front of the Raptor dugout. It's quickly nothing and two. The 0-2 pitch home from Bender. Breaking ball, it misses out in the left-handed batter's box for ball one. Rafters will look to just flush this doubleheader and get right back and ready to roll tomorrow against a team they've seen well in their three matchups this season so far, the Lakeshore Chinooks. 1-2. Breaking ball, missing low and away to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes.